basically the decision could be very much good as we fight against COVID. But the problem is the timing of the decision. The decision has come at the moment when the main opposition party in our country is conducting the campaign for the new constitution or for the reforms of the constitution. And so they started at the northwestern region of Mwanza, which is southern part of Lake Victoria. And Mwanza is one of the centers of the opposition party in this country. It is one of its centers. So they wanted to introduce the rallies for the movement for the new constitution. And so the government has made the decision that from now all the public rallies will be banned.
Are people suspicious that perhaps banning of public gatherings is to stop the opposition?
Collect the opinion polls from the public. Roughly, you can say the larger percent are suspicious about the banning because it has come at the time when the ruling party was against the movement to force for the constitutional reforms in our country. So most of the people are indeed suspicious about that.
Some people are suggesting, from the CCM, are suggesting that President Salia Suluhu Hassan has taken a different approach. So the ban is welcome and has rather taken too long in the imposition of this ban.
To be honest, the decision to ban the gatherings in a bid to fight against COVID is the right decision. Politically, we can say that's the right decision. Even professionally or technically, we can say it's the right decision because now the cases, there have been so many new cases of COVID being reported all over the country. But the problem is, it seems the gatherings that are being targeted by the ban are mostly political gatherings. Yeah, you can see that there is no ban on religious gatherings. There's no ban on social gatherings. Say there are more gatherings in universities. There are more gatherings in churches, in mosques. There are more gatherings in markets, etc. So when you say, okay, we ban only political rallies, that's where people now are questioning. Why only political rallies and not other gatherings?
I understand that the Tanzania government is targeting to vaccinate about 60% of the population. On Saturday, we also understand that the government has received over 1 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine from the United States. How are people reacting to this latest development and news?
So what I've noticed in the public, in the street, is that some people are for it. They have welcomed the decision of the government. Now, the problem is now the vaccination that has come in our country is through the COVAX fund, as I've noted, and it has been supported by U.S. government. And there have been several negotiations with the U.S. government to support on this one, which is a good move. Now, the question is, recently the Minister of Health had announced that there will be six or five types of vaccines that will be given to the population. Now, if the one that has come now will be supplied or will suffice 60% of the population, then people... type of vaccine. Where are other types of vaccines? We would expect to see AstraZeneca. We would expect to see many several others to be included in the program. But we only see one type of vaccine. So people are questioning, why are we not free to choose even different types of vaccines that people would want to get? Why only this one? Maybe that's the expression of many people whom I happen to talk to.